Audio Addict Radio Show.
Hello.
Hiya.
You alright?
I thought you were having the worst day of your life. You should be.
I was. I'm having a terrible day.
Be less happy then.
Okay, sorry.
Be miserable.
I'm in an awful mood. I wasn't here last week, so I'm trying to make up.
Did you just say be awesome. Miserable like Leo?
No, I say like me.
Oh, right. Leo's cynical. Okay.
Aiden's not here.
He should be in a bed.
Oh, okay.
We hope so.
He just likes sleep.
He's coming in fashionably late.
I sound a bit echoey.
Echo.
Last week was good. You actually said it was a good sounding show.
I listened.
Did you like the Frank Turner bit?
No.
Best bit.
Yeah. Oh, can we play some Frank Turner?
Yeah, can we?
Yeah, over and over again.
Yeah,
can our entire playlist be Frank Turner?
That sounds amazing. I have no complaints about that.
No, but the same song over and over. I don't mind that either.
There's only one on here.
Yeah, it's a B-side as well.
It's Tattoos, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
I got a new Prefox.
The perfect one. No.
That one doesn't work. I tried.
Shame.
But at the end of last week, we just started slagging him off. It was really good.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for that.
I don't even dislike him.
I saw him twice last week. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing. Amazing.
I just don't believe
it. It was Frank Turner.
I know if I was there, I'd be bored.
He wouldn't.
It was probably all right.
It was amazing.
It was probably all right.
It was fantastic.
I bet it was
Portsmouth
all right.
was better than London. The O2 was a bit too big.
What was different between Portsmouth and London?
The size of the venue and the people there. There was a lot of people. There was just a lot of average people at O2 and Portsmouth. It was just a bit more diehard.
Average in what sense?
Average in people there just because
weren't proper
fans. Didn't know the words, did they? I went to. Yeah, Portsmouth was definitely better. Everyone was well up for it, but London, the stage was just a bit too big for his light show and stuff.
It was an arena, wasn't it?
Yeah. O2 Arena, and it wasn't like Wembley, where Wembley was like a celebration and like technically the last intimate show of his, or like
at Wembley,
yeah, I know.
Pretty intimate.
But this one was just like a general Frank Turner show, so it didn't have that special feeling for it. Wembley did, and, but Portsmouth was amazing.
Kick it off.
Yeah,
we're gonna play King Blues. Hopefully, we might hear some of an interview with Itch.
Maybe.
It wouldn't upload properly. We're gonna see what it sounds like if we just hold the phone against the mic. It probably sound terrible. But I like this song. And then we're gonna play Mr. Brightside because you said we should. I don't know why.
Yeah, I fancy it. I fancy it today.
That was Mr. Brightside.
I enjoyed that.
It is a good song.
Great song.
Yeah. Good decision, actually. I take back
Thanks. It was tactical.
So this is where I ask us about the news stories this week.
We had Adam.
Oh, there's been so many.
There is news.
Nothing has happened in the music industry.
There's news coming up.
Right.
The Brit Awards are on tomorrow night.
Oh, I really like watching the Brit Awards.
I love the Brit Awards, apart from the last 15 minutes, clashes with First Dates, so...
Don't care. One day, we should have tried to have got like a pass.
I was close to getting one. Really? I was close to getting work experience for it.
But then
Jackie went off the rails.
Okay.
Moving
on. When I did a tiny little bit of work experience at Music Week magazine, it was over the time when the Brits was on.
Yeah.
So on the night of it, they all brought beers into the office and were getting ready for it and stuff.
Oh,
and
that's
I was
cool.
So
that's interesting.
I was just hoping so much they'd be like, "Oh, do you want to come?"
Because
they probably could have done that.
Yeah.
But except I was like 16, so I don't know how that would have worked.
I don't know what's nominated or anything.
Me neither.
Prince is playing. I know Prince is playing. Prince is gonna be there. What does everyone think about the Prince thing?
What Prince thing?
Just rocking about London.
I don't really care.
Just turning up.
It's pretty cool, but I don't care.
One of my friends went. I'm not a big Prince guy. Oh, Brit Awards, here we go.
All right, these are the nominees.
Best video. Doesn't say what the song is. Calvin Harris, Eddie Golden, John Newman, Naughty Boy, or One Direction.
Who's Naughty Boy?
I bet the One Direction one is the one where there's all the photos of like their mum and stuff of them.
That'll be it. Yeah, the emotional one.
That is. It's an okay video.
Yeah,
I'm not saying I like the song.
Okay. This is a good one. British Breakthrough Act, Bastille. Disclosure, Laura Mavula, London Grammar, or Tom O'Dell. It's gonna be a tough one, isn't it?
Trendy, isn't it?
I'm gonna go for Bastille for that one. Sam Smith's won the Critics' Choice Award already.
Wee.
Beating Chloe Howell.
Surely Disclosure.
Yeah, maybe Disclosure. Yeah, well, they have probably done the best.
I think Bastille's going to win.
I'm hoping Bastille.
I don't want them to.
I reckon Disclosure.
They might give it to Tom O'Dell because he got their award last year for what was it?
Critics' Choice.
Was it? So now if they say he's the best breakthrough act, they can be like, yeah, we told you he'd be good.
Yeah.
And now we've given him this award, so he's really good.
Okay, British female solo artist one's an interesting one.
Oh.
It's been quite controversial. Birdie. Everyone likes a bit Birdie.
No, they don't.
Oh. Ellie Goulding, Jessie J, Laura Marling, and Laura Mavula.
It's not been a big year for Jessie J.
No, it hasn't at all. No. I don't know why she's in it.
I think Ellie Goulding.
I'm guessing her album flopped.
Ellie Goulding's getting annoying, I think.
Yeah, she's amazing though.
Birdie's.
Obviously, we're going to choose Laura Marling. We might as well just cut to the chase.
But I'm just saying, Birdie's had like one successful song ever, and that was a cover song of the on the Bon Iver song.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I think Laura Mavula is really cool. Actually.
She's loved.
I like her a lot.
They like her, don't they?
I wouldn't mind if she won it, but obviously Laura Marling should.
Do you remember when Laura Marling won it last time? And no one in the Brit
Awards
really knew
who
she
was.
Not every hipster in the country going on their Facebooks, Laura Marling got something.
Yeah, being like, no, I really like her, because you haven't heard of her, she's great.
Yeah. Okay, I like this one as well.
Who would you say for that one?
Me? I would go for Ellie Goulding or Birdie. I don't mind Birdie.
Birdie, she hasn't written anything.
No, she's got some good songs, hasn't she?
She's got one good song, it was a cover song.
Yeah, the cover, it's good.
So?
I like it. I'd go for Ellie Goulding, she's had a massive year. International female solo artist.
They all look terrible.
We've got Pink, Lord, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, or my favourite, and my shout out favourite to win, Janelle Monáe.
I'm not sure who that is, to be
that,
honest.
That category belongs to Lord.
Janelle Monáe?
No, Lord.
Janelle Monáe.
You're both going for the two of the smallest names of those five.
Not
Katy
really.
Perry's more.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So is Lady Gaga and Pink.
What's Pink done in the last year?
She's had a fairly decent year.
Don't get angry.
But
she won't win. Yeah, she won't win. But Lady Gaga and Katy Perry, the biggest names in pop.
Yeah, but do you know what? I had the most critically acclaimed album, I think.
What is that noise?
Yeah, can you hear that?
Is it rain?
It's rain.
We could hear rain.
Oh, man.
From inside the studio.
Can't do much
the mics. Every mic's probably picking that up, so this is going to sound terrible. Sorry. There's nothing we can do about it.
Hail.
All right. Well, I'd say probably.
I'm going for Janelle Monáe.
I think Lady Gaga's still the biggest name. Yeah. But
I got Janelle Monáe tickets as well to see her at Brixton Academy.
What song does she have?
Tightrope. Electric Lady.
She's good.
She did that song with Fun.
She probably is good. I've just never heard of her.
I'm going to see her at Brixton. So I'm really looking forward. I really hope she does well. I hope she's going to be there. That'd be nice. And she's always for Prince. Always for Prince.
Ooh.
Okay. Well,
do you want to go for the next one?
British group.
Oh.
Arctic Monkeys. Bastille, Disclosure, One Direction, and Rudimental.
In terms of the
Arctic
year they've
Monkeys
just had, Arctic
Monkeys.
Yeah.
Bastille,
mate. Yeah.
But One Arctic Direction Monkeys. Will probably win it.
Bastille, mate.
One Direction will probably win it. They're like the most profitable thing in the British music industry.
Bastille, mate.
Well, they're not even a contender.
How are British group up for... Oh, wait. Because surely Bastille should just be up... And Disclosure should be up for... Breakthrough. Oh, it don't matter.
Yeah. I think I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
I don't think the people who run the Brit Awards know that enough British groups.
Yeah. Where is Baby Godzilla?
Exactly.
One Direction, there you go. They can have everything.
International group? Yeah. We've got Arcade Fire, Daft Punk, Haim, Kings of Leon, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. That's going to be quite a tough one.
Was it the Grammys where Macklemore just won everything?
But how do they get classed as a group? Two solo artists.
Because they're kind of together, aren't they? The album is a joint effort.
I guess so.
Daft Punk.
Yeah.
I would like to see Haim win it. Personally.
I would like to see Haim win it.
Just because I think that'd be a nice boost for them.
They're doing just fine. They don't need a boost.
This is going to sound so
really
bad.
Distracting.
There's
you
nothing
it
I could
really
do
distracting?
Should we play a song?
We could play a song. But I mean, is there no other news this week?
There's nothing.
We're just going to talk about the Brit Awards. That's okay. No,
I think Pussy Riot got arrested again.
That's not the news, is it? This is a pretty song I haven't heard in ages by the XX. And then Last Night by the Strokes, where he's all like,
Last Night.
That's a good song. Chorn.
That was nice.
Yeah, I like that song.
We have a birthday for yesterday shout out for Andy Millwood.
I thought you had to like look up his last name.
Oh, I didn't say. I didn't even say happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Andy. So probably
happy birthday, Andy.
Maybe our only like proper listener that we actually have.
he's our number one fan.
And we have a little tune for you.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, that was nice.
That's awesome.
It goes on from there.
It goes on for another minute and a half.
What else does it do? I've only ever heard that song up to that point.
Mathcore breakdown.
But yeah, no, thanks for listening.
That's alright, alright.
Has he said thanks?
He gave us some love.
Yeah, that's nice.
Connection's timed out on the old radio sonar computer.
Oh, that's a shame.
Probably the hail.
Yeah.
Explain the weather. Although we can't hear it anymore, that's good.
Not much.
Yeah, good sign.
So what's going on in everyone's lives?
I need to do some work so badly.
Yeah, I do.
I've been putting it off on a ridiculous level.
I just keep sleeping and listening to podcasts.
Let's talk about this.
Do you want to talk about that? Well, I'm happy to talk about that because it's about Radiohead.
It's not my repertoire.
But I kept seeing it. It kept popping up, and I was like, I don't want to read that. That sounds ridiculous.
I kind of want to find the menu, but I can't seem to find it.
No one listening knows what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, no. It's Radiohead, Kid A. Someone in America has decided to design a 10-course meal with each course, you know, correlating to a song on the album of Kid A.
The best Radiohead album.
Debatably, but it's certainly an awesome one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But obviously the interesting thing in this story would be to read the menu, which is
which I can't seem to find, which is helpful.
Which makes the whole thing kind of pointless.
I think it's been taken down or something.
But I think it's testament to how important Radiohead are that like something like this happens and it's on about four different websites just because some guy in America wants to design a menu over an album. It's like something happened about Radiohead. It's posted everywhere.
But I read it. Yesterday, like I was reading the menu and I didn't really understand what any of the foods were.
Oh, what names.
A couple of them were, but like it was like something reduction. Oh, I do remember how to disappear completely was all white stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
no,
and it blended into
cool.
a white plate as well.
That is quite cool.
Yeah, I thought that was awesome.
That's such a sad song.
Oh, it's a great song.
Oh,
though.
It's beautiful, but I just zone out. It's just like, oh. Don't you think, Louis?
No.
Not a fan?
I'm a bit sleepy. I don't like Radiohead. I like food, though.
So. You like Seether, don't you?
I love Seether.
You like Seether.
Seether did, I had a mention.
You like Seether, but you don't like Radiohead.
No, you just don't like anything a bit gloomy, do you?
Nah, I friggin' love that. I'm a happy guy.
I said you wouldn't like, you know, the song from my band that we played last week?
Yeah?
I said you wouldn't like it.
How was it?
Oh, it was fun, yeah, it was really cool.
Oh, sorry, wasn't that?
That's all right, no one was.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding, there's people there. I didn't know any of them, but... And there's one, join us on the 25th, do you want to come?
I will.
Leo says he's going to.
But then I did say I'd go to the Avondale's one, and then it was really rainy, so...
On the 25th, is it?
Yeah,
okay.
A week today, I think. Is that a week today or 2 weeks today?
No, it's a week today.
Oh, blimey.
Oh, exciting.
But yeah, that should be cool.
That should be right.
We had an email from BBC Introducing.
Did we?
Well, the band did.
Oh.
Because we put all our songs up on there and they just emailed us and just said, oh, no, we've listened to one of your tracks. I haven't actually seen the email. Lauren just told me about it. So I don't know if it's the kind of thing they just send to everyone or if it's
been something. Might be.
Probably. But they named one of the tracks. They were like, we've listened to so-and-so. I don't know, but it's quite cool.
You'd be on Radio 1 next week. Talking to Nick Grimshaw, mate. Screw this. Let's talk to Nick Grimshaw.
Ugh. I don't even mind him, actually.
I like him. He's a funny.
We both just went, oh, Nick Grimshaw. Actually, I quite like him.
Jokes.
British single, the Brits. Should we do that?
Yeah, British single.
Yeah.
That's a lot. There's Bastille. It doesn't say what single it is.
Well, it's probably Pompeii.
I hope it is, because that is probably my song of the year.
Why would they not put what song? Is this the official website?
That is
ridiculous.
Calvin Harris, Disclosure, Ellie Goulding, John Newman, Naughty Boy, Ollie Murs, One Direction, Passenger, and Rude Metal.
I don't like any
Didn't
of those
to
artists.
See
I couldn't name
like
a single one.
Passenger will be the... And you only need the light when it's...
Yeah, that one. Yeah. You got it perfect there. Spot on, mate. Thanks.
Disclosure, I'd say.
Oh, they White Noise. One. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the only one on that list I give a damn about.
John Newman will be that John Newman song.
Have you watched him do anything live?
Who?
John Newman.
I saw him with John from Ross the other night. We did a review
of
him.
That's what I saw. His voice is so annoying. Live.
I'm not a fan.
He's annoying. He's got one of those faces, like one of those punchable faces.
Yeah. Definitely has a
really
punchable
just
face.
Like, yeah, fist through it.
Bam. Yeah, just straight through. Yeah. Mm. Puncture it. Puncture the cheeks.
Mm. Yeah.
So yeah, that's a bad category for British music. Blimey.
Is that good?
Is there?
Who's John Grant?
He's up for international male solo artist.
Who is he?
Don't know. And every other nomination in that group of four of the most famous people in the world: Bruno Mars, Drake, Eminem.
I hope Jake Bug doesn't win. I hate Jake Bug.
Oh, what's he up for?
Solo artist, male solo artist.
Oh, British.
Yeah, he's in the category of Bowie. Shouldn't.
Yeah.
And Blake, James Blake. Wow.
Yeah, James Blake. He might nab it.
I'd back him for that.
Who is John Grant? I just keep looking at his name. It sounds like an accountant's name, doesn't it?
It does. Give him a Google. He probably has like a really famous song that we just don't know about.
And also, the album of the year is either Bastille, Arctic Monkeys, Rudimental, Disclosure, I think is one I'm for, maybe one other.
John Grant was on Jules Holland.
Oh, him.
Also, he's a bit, underground.
Who is he?
He's got a bit of a beard going on.
Without blowing our own trumpets, if none of us have heard of him, then how is anyone in the country going to have heard of him? And he's up for a Brit Award.
Oh,
must have a lot of money.
Good luck to him. I hope he does well.
Leo being all cynical, that's not like you.
Are you going to watch it tomorrow? Are you going to watch it tomorrow, Leo?
Maybe we should live tweet it.
I'm going to live tweet it.
Yeah, you should from the Audio Addict thing.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do tomorrow. So look out on the Audio Addict Twitter, at Audio Addict.
Brits has some big moments. Remember Adele's, you know, big performance on the Brits? Even as I was watching that, I got goosebumps. And then that's like her most famous moment yet, I think.
Cool.
It's beautiful. And
I remember when she got cut off at the end last year. That's funny. That was the best moment.
Because of Blur.
Yeah. That's what how I pronounce Blur.
You literally just don't like anyone that I do.
Nah. King Blues.
Oh, yeah. No, we have that in common.
Right.
I love Blur.
Do you like Frank Turner?
I love Frank Turner.
Yeah, I thought you did.
The trees.
The trees and the people.
I typed in Frank Turner lyrics trees just to see how often he talks about trees, and there was about three different times.
I didn't even know there was, to be honest.
Poetic, mate. It's poetic.
What, because he talks about trees?
Yeah.
Him and Laura Marling should have a get together and just talk about trees.
Yeah.
Countryside. Cool. Except, obviously, she's awesome.
Have a picnic.
Picnic, yeah. With a little fancy tea.
Mm.
the Hives, you told me to put this in. You like this?
I like The Hives. Yeah, good I band. Do. They look really fun live.
Good band.
And then we're going to play The Beatles because you told me not to put this
in. What's up?
We talk about Sonosphere a lot.
What is up? It's Frank Turner's been announced, hasn't he?
Is that why you want to talk about it? He's not that high up.
No, he's like three down from me.
Well, he's quite high up.
Yeah, but he could play higher.
I mean,
not a metal festival, we couldn't.
Yeah, I suppose.
I don't know.
Who else was on that announcement?
Deftones.
Oh,
yes!
Oh, are they on there?
Oh, wait, no, we did talk about this last week.
I think we might have, actually.
Yeah, we did, but I wasn't.
Could you check to see if Deftones are on the thing?
No, we're not playing them.
Can we talk about Jabberwocky instead? Because that was...
Jabberwocky.
Oh, yeah.
That looks amazing.
What's Jabberwocky? Oh, yeah, Jabberwocky.
Louis, are you kind of bitter because the Sonosphere lineup is...
It's not better from Dan.
Is it not?
But I've made a conscious decision not to do any weekend festival this year.
What, including
Dan? I'm just doing a day. Oh, going to do a day at Sonosphere, and I'm going to do a day at Download.
Okay. The Frank Turner day.
Yes. Definitely. And that'll be it.
Which
because,
day Download?
Because we're all leaving up uni, we're all going to be unemployed, and we're all going to have no money.
Yeah,
so
true.
So I can't afford a weekend ticket.
Very true.
Yeah. Unless you buy it now.
Or even
unless
so,
it,
I've got 5 days of
spending money.
5 days of booze and food to pay for.
Louis, unless it's
that's 2 days, and that's about 60 quid.
Which is really good.
I would go for Earth.
Earth? What?
Legit.
Pure drone.
Would you
just Earth.
I'm really excited about Earth.
Yeah, I am as well. I don't know what that atmosphere is going to be like.
It's going to be loud.
And really, really intense.
Yeah.
I don't even know they're still going.
Yeah, still going.
What do they do live? I mean,
stand there and just play one chord.
Neutral Milk Hotel, Electric Wizard.
I don't
know. Electric Wizard.
Electric Wizard, right.
Death Heaven.
Wet Jeans.
Death Heaven.
Ice Age. Wet Jeans.
I forgot that Ice Age you played.
I took you off.
Yeah.
Piss Jeans.
I probably only know Neutral Milk Hotel in that whole lineup.
Do you like Neutral Milk Hotel?
Yeah.
Do you know Chelsea Wolfe?
Nope.
When do you see a Neutral Milk Hotel, guys?
What
day, mate?
The day before Leo's seeing it.
And I don't know what that day is.
Yeah, Sometime in May.
We might be in London at the same time.
Hey.
Dude.
Hey.
So where's that?
This
that's
is
the Excel Centre. They normally do like conventions there, so it's quite interesting seeing gigs there.
It's massive. Yeah. I saw WWE there.
What? The London Excel?
Yeah.
Sure, it was not a different Excel.
No, it definitely was the London one. I saw SmackDown WrestleMania Revenge.
Didn't
there.
Know you went to that wrestling tour. I never thought you'd ever been to one.
Yeah, it
was
really
wrestled
good.
On that one?
Undertaker and Kurt Angle. It was ages ago.
I didn't go to that one. I went to the one with Eddie Guerrero and Big Show.
Oh, Eddie was there.
Big Show?
No. Nah. Ray was there.
That was before I went to a different tour on that year you were.
Oh, fair.
I went to the Raw one.
But that's going to be good. it's a massive arena. That was my point. Mm. It's quite
centre.
It's big.
It's
I think I've been in there.
Yeah. So Electric Wizard in a massive arena.
Yeah, it's just such a weird. Like, I really like it.
Is it a new festival this year? Or what?
Looks like it. So. It's presented by ATP, Pitchfork, and Primavera.
Yeah, and ATP always here.
Pitchfork are putting their name to a few festivals now.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
They've got their own festival.
Yeah. I think Kendrick.
In America.
I'm not a Pitchfork guy. I'm going to have to admit, I'm not a Pitchfork guy.
I shamefully am.
Yeah, I like their reviews, definitely.
I'm not buying it.
I really like the website, the layout of the website, and like you find the artist, and then it's like...
Oh, yeah, I like...
They do some good, like, obscure metal and stuff. It's kind of surprising, because you kind of think of them as a...
I'm sure if I dip my toes into it more, I'd probably be quite the Pitchfork guy.
Yeah, it's...
I just never dip my toes into it that much.
Their rating system is weird, isn't it, though? Like,
it's probably what...
It's a 100-point rating system.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. it's actually good, that. I like it.
They have, you know, even if there's an artist, however small they are, they're going to be on there.
Yeah.
Like when I was interviewing that Mo lady, or Mo,
a lovely lady.
However you're meant to say it.
What are we playing that? I'm
probably not on there, I'll have a look. But I think The Guardian had like one little presenting piece and that was about it. But then on Pitchfork, there was like presenting and then there was reviews of her three songs so far. It's like they're just
they
on
that.
It, they just know everything.
They know.
But yeah.
How was that interview?
Yeah, it was good. Did you read what I wrote? You probably haven't.
Yeah, we have. Oh, no, we have.
Put Your Demise on.
Was it right?
That was right.
Okay. Play Your Demise.
What? No, we've chosen the song.
Yeah. Oh, can you take out...
No.
Take
done.
Out what?
Done.
Something and put Your Demise in.
No.
We can fit Your Demise in.
I don't... No one likes Your Demise.
TF. It's a great
no
song.
No one likes them.
TF.
No one
fine.
Likes them.
No, fine. No,
is that the name of a song, TF?
Yeah.
Does it stand for something?
Who knows, man?
What's the message?
Who knows, man?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Worse than Frank Tower.
Deep. Deep.
Should play
Deep
Yes. Stuff.
Yes.
No.
No, oh, my dad loves
this. Owner of a Lonely Heart.
We're just on it this week, aren't we?
Was I the only one that found that?
We
like,
are
just the fact
on
that's
it
on
this
there.
Week, lads. We are doing a good job this week.
You know what's brought me down is the weather.
My car's brought
so
me down.
So depressing. I don't care about your car.
I brought my car down.
It's bad for you, and that's it. But for someone who's having the worst day of their life, you seem absolutely fine.
You have to. You have to keep a positive eye.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
Fine, I can't be depressed.
Maybe, who's this next? Black Flag. Maybe yes. Black Flag will make us feel better.
Yeah, it will. It will.
Check us out online. www.radiosonar.co.uk.
The long song?
Bad Ass.
Yeah, you like them, don't you?
I really like Street.
I've got a few friends that love them, actually.
They're really good. Really good.
So why were you moaning that babe no one likes Baby Godzilla and you worship
them? Well, they're playing on the Kerrang tour that we're going to see on the Thursday. They've not been getting good reviews.
Because when you guys where is it you first saw these guys?
Me and Sean saw them supporting Black Spiders in a relatively intimate venue. Yeah,
yeah. Stella.
And since then, you've all just like every time you see them, you say it's like the best live show.
Yeah, I saw.
It's insane.
I saw them, The Hobbit, and it was incredible.
Yeah,
it was, wasn't it?
They trashed it. They trashed the place. Literally.
What do you guys see that these reviewers don't?
Not these reviews in particular, but a lot of comments they've been getting. People just don't get it. Which is kind of it.
I kind of enjoy when people don't get it.
Yeah,
when
we
saw
them
supporting Black Spiders, everyone was looking miserable. But they were still going mental.
If you go in to see Limp Bizkit, there might not be the right music
for you,
depending on...
It's not going to be their crowd at all, but they do kind of revel in that. They kind of...
Even as a Kerrang... Even on the Kerrang tour, like, it's not the right music for a Kerrang tour, really.
No, I guess.
Kind of. I don't know, Let Live and Marsh Sleep's kind of...
Yeah.
What would be the crowd if if they were supporting the band? Who would be ideal for them?
The Dillinger Escape Plan.
Yeah, someone like Dillinger.
Let Live.
Or the Chariot. If
the Chariot.
Hardcore punk rock.
Trash Talk.
Trash talk would be perfect.
Just
wouldn't
it? Other bands.
Other bands.
You
not
feel
Limp
like
Bizkit.
In physical danger when you're at their gigs.
But I'm really excited to see them. I'm sure we'll all go metal for them at the Guildhall. I think it'll be great.
Yeah, we'll be the only ones.
Yeah, I think that's great. I can't wait for that.
But how do they, because see it somewhere like The Hobbit, it's like a bar, they can just jump from table to table.
They play the floor is lava, basically.
With people?
Yeah.
Yeah, people, tables,
climbing across people's heads and stuff.
But I get it in somewhere like The Hobbit, but in the Guildhall, it's just like stage people.
I think they might have to tone it down.
They'd have to, otherwise they'd literally
just be... It's a good lesson for them to learn, though, I guess. If they can be as intense live by drawing it back a bit, that's pretty good.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. Because, I suppose that will be the test.
Mm. Yeah.
That doesn't really make sense in my brain.
Yeah, but I'm really looking forward to that show in general. Limp Bizkit are going to be amazing.
Oh, yeah, of course, Limp Bizkit.
Are they getting good reviews?
It's Limp Bizkit.
Guardian.
I played Ready to Go the other night.
That one, they gave it like 2 stars.
But that's because it's Limp Bizkit and it's the Guardian writing
the
review.
That doesn't really
You cannot intellectualise about Limp Bizkit.
It's just a party. It's just a party. But I'm not looking forward to the other two supports, Necro Goblicon and Crossfire.
That'll be
care.
Fun.
I couldn't care.
They'll be fun.
Is that this week?
I'm going to get smashed. Yeah, it's on Thursday. Do you want to come?
No.
Good, it's sold out.
Ooh. So you had that like plan.
Yeah.
If I'd said yes, you'd have been like, oh, I sold out.
Yeah.
We could do Jaeger Bombs when Crossfaith play Jaeger Bombs.
Let's do that.
Do they have any other songs?
I don't know.
They just sing about Jaeger Bombs over and over again.
They're sponsored by Jägermeister as well.
Oh, God. Punk rock.
I spoke about Limp Bizkit with my housemates the other day.
I'm
the same with them and Linkin Park. It's just like, never been interested.
I'm not a Linkin
Park. Well, the thing about Limp Bizkit is they are kind of rubbish.
Yeah.
But
that's why we love them.
If you see them live,
they're not ashamed of it.
They are brilliant. They know they're rubbish. That's the best thing. Brilliant.
And it's just reminiscent of like a childhood.
That's what my house is.
They're self-aware now.
Yeah, it's very self-aware.
Like before they were kind of, I don't know, did they want to be taken seriously?
I don't think they did.
Now they just know they're a dumb fun band.
They had a song called Nookie.
Yeah.
I think
when they came back and they released Gold Cobra, I think they tried a little bit to make it a bit relevant, but they realised, that's not going to work, is it?
Yeah.
That Linkin Park, how strong you
rubbish band, mate.
They're trying to be very serious now. Yeah. They're not good anymore.
I've never liked them either. Well, that's probably a lie. I used to bust out.
I did used to like that one
in
album.
The end.
Yeah, in the
first
end.
One.
Playing it down, don't they?
Yeah, that's why we started talking about it, because we saw the download lineup and they were all like, oh, they're going to play the album in full, they're still amazing.
I don't really care for it.
It'll be fun.
But I am really looking forward to this Kerrang tour.
Yeah.
I'm going to get so drunk for it. I'm going to wear a hat. I've got the Fred Durst.
A hat?
The Durst.
Brilliant.
Hat.
Are you going to wear your Durst hat?
Yeah, maybe.
Hats at gigs don't work, because they just get lobbed.
I might,
You could throw it at him.
No, I'll keep it.
He's already got one.
Special to
me. Oh, yeah.
Special.
How old is he? He looks old in that picture.
He's going grey.
He must be in his 40s.
Yeah, definitely. Without a doubt, in his 40s.
With his big beard.
The other good thing about Limp Bizkit is if half of their set is kind of covers.
Yeah, I'd put out Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, like, so they'll just bust out, like,
Aren't they doing
Killing
Welcome
in
the
Name.
Jungle?
Yeah, they're doing Welcome to the Jungle, yeah.
I don't know how that's going to work.
They'll bust out Killing in the Name.
That's how aware they are of how bad their own songs are. That's fair enough.
And they don't play anything from their newest album.
Yeah.
They haven't released that new album yet.
Oh, yeah. I think they're opening with Ready to Go, actually.
I hope so. That'd be amazing. I love that song.
Ready to Go.
Unashamedly.
Featuring Lil Wayne.
It is pretty.
Obi turns up.
Could this be one of their last tours? They're never going to be a band that are, like, headlining Download, like,
no.
in 10 years' time.
No, but they're going to stick around. I think this is, like, a bit of a promotional tour for a bigger tour.
Yeah, Ooh. Possibly, yeah.
I think for when the album comes out, this is a promotional tour for a bigger tour.
Well, this album's quite important, I think. If it's rubbish, they could just never,
be a classic
get
rock. That'll turn them into a classic rock band, essentially, who no one wants to hear new music from, if it bombs.
Kind of is already like that.
Kind of is. Yeah. They just need this new album if they want to be relevant again.
Wes Borland is one of the most inventive guitarists.
He's still relevant.
Yeah.
He's still well talked
Everyone
about.
Everyone says he's really underrated. I can see that.
He's incredible guitarist.
He's fantastic.
Yeah. Just like the melodies he plays and his the effects he uses is brilliant.
Mm.
And that's this Thursday.
Yep. This Thursday, yeah, the Guildhall. So, very exciting.
Check out our review. Is it going in the mag or just online?
I haven't sorted out a review for it yet. it'll go online. So yeah, look out for that.
I could do it.
No, got a magazine to put out. I've got someone in mind.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Cool. Any other gigs this week? That's probably it, isn't it?
I might go see Two Assass.
Oh yeah, you said that. Where's that?
Talking Heads.
Didn't they only just do that, like, not long ago?
No, I paid the university, like, 2 years ago. That's the last time I went to Southampton. One of our writers went to see 1975 in Bournemouth the other night. One of our writers went to see The Stripes in Brighton for us the other night. That's a long way.
My dad saw The Stripes.
I've heard the story.
Yeah, in London.
Didn't like it.
Are they the kids?
Yeah. He thought they were rubbish.
Yeah, who are they? They're going in the magazine.
They're young. They're young boys.
They're young guys who play, like, what kind of, like, the Rolling Stones kind of stuff.
Were they born in the wrong generation?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Middle-aged guys go to the gigs and they go, oh, they're playing the stuff that...
Hey, man.
We listened to when we were younger,
man.
They're relevant as well and fashionable, yeah.
Hey, man, do you listen to Pink Floyd? I love Pink Floyd, man.
Yeah. No, they're rubbish. They're really bad.
Yeah, no,
you shouldn't mock them too much. They are going in the magazine.
Oh, they're brilliant.
Was it last week we did this about UMIA 6?
Yeah, that was the week before, wasn't it? I said how much I hate it now.
That'll be the cover. oh, well. Should we listen to Blink?
Yeah.
Oh, and Wounds. Yeah, Sean, it was you that was trying to get this song for so long, wasn't it?
Yeah. I hope it works.
Yeah, well, it looks like it should. No Future, is that a good one?
Oh, that's a lovely one, yeah.
That's a lovely one. Some more cheery fun?
It's too loud.
Boom. Yeah. Brilliant.
Too loud.
Too loud?
I feel like I'm hungover today. I haven't drank.
Leo, you said you once got force-fed some whiskey by the lead singer of that band.
Not force-fed.
More just like...
Yeah, he went, does anybody want some whiskey? So I went right to the front and... grabbed the bottle and glugged it, and I was really drunk.
Rebel.
That's a cool story. That's a rock and roll story.
Is it?
Yeah, why not? In like 10 years' time, they might be headlining something.
They won't be.
Maybe not Glastonbury. Who is that Glastonbury? That's been done.
Arcade Fire.
Is that the only one announced still?
I think Prince. It's looking like Prince.
Because it was going to be Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, I think Prince is going to be one.
He's Prince everywhere. Rumoured to headline Glastonbury.
Why is he everywhere at the moment?
Well, because he's got an album out, or the band does. I don't know, I'm not a Prince guy. Are you
Prince guy? Not at all,
Purple Rain's cool, son.
I like that one Prince album.
I would love the stage show if I went and saw him.
Purple Rain's a classic album.
Yeah.
He even popped up. You know New Girl, the TV show?
Yeah.
One of the newest ones of that, he was just in, and they were all at Prince's party.
Oh, that's confusing.
Why would he...
And at the end, he was performing to the party, and then Jess, the main character, got up on stage and sang a song with him. It was really like, why is he
so
here?
I do like Zoe Deschanel did a duet with Prince.
Yeah.
That's so kooky.
Yeah, was she... I was about to say that.
I do like the whole him rocking about London for a month.
What is he doing?
Is that a jazz club tonight?
He's Prince. He can do whatever the hell he wants.
Since when, though? What did he do that enabled him to do what he wants?
He's Prince.
Yeah, he's Prince.
Michael Jackson's dead, so, you know, someone's got to fill those shoes.
So he's Prince.
It's the one album.
Listen to Purple Rain. Tell me you don't like
Prince.
No,
yes, obviously it's good.
Yeah, I like Prince.
Why has he just got this license to just be this legend?
Because he's Prince.
It's just a name.
Don't get it. It's a cool name. Yeah, it's a cool name to call yourself Prince.
The artist formerly known as Prince.
I remember that little gimmick.
Yeah.
What else? I was going to say something else. I cannot remember what I was going to say. Ignore this.
Does anyone listen to Radio 1?
I do.
Yeah?
Nah.
You know Sarah Cox?
Yeah, she's left, isn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah. Did you hear her last show?
No.
Really emotional.
Oh, was it? Did she have Biffy Clyro on by any chance?
I don't think so.
Because they tend to be on all the leaving shows.
It was just, I only caught like the last 10 minutes when she was saying her proper like little goodbye.
Oh, really?
But she's gone to Radio 2.
Yeah, that's what I tend to do, like the other one did.
She's not exactly
like Joe Wiley did that, didn't she?
Yeah. Yeah, she's cool. I liked her. She was funny.
Yeah, she was
cry.
Funny.
I think she was close. She was really close.
Has Fenn come back yet? Dead.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
What, from her pregnancy? Yeah, she's been back for ages.
I haven't listened to her a while because my aerial's like broken.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not what it was. I used to love it when it was like Chris Moyles, Fenn Cotton, like Greg James, people like that.
Yeah.
I think a lot of them are still.
I like Scott Mills and Chris Stark. Chris Stark's brilliant. He's a breath of fresh air.
And because he didn't begin being like a co-host guy.
No, he was an intern.
He did the
Mila Kunis thing.
Yeah, and he just did some.
He's got a television show on Channel 4 for it.
That Mila Kunis thing is what blew him up, wasn't it?
Totally.
That was quite a cool interview.
What an interview! Yeah,
that was cool. Mm. And now he's more or less a co-host of the Scott Mills show.
Yeah, and a television personality.
Hmm.
Celebrity Juice starts this week, I think.
That'll be good.
I do actually quite like that.
I like that show.
He's a clever man.
What else has been going on?
Oh, what was the thing you watched last night that you want to talk about?
I don't really want to talk about it, but it was the big British immigration row.
And that Katie lady was
Katie Hopkins was on it. Louisa Sissman was on it. People from UKIP were on it.
Just people that are good at arguing.
It was awful.
Everyone you hate on a channel.
It was awful.
On a channel that you hate.
Yeah, it was terrible. Like, the host, like, because he would talk to the audience stuff, if anyone had a slightly controversial or an opinion which the host didn't agree with, he tried to out them as a racist. Legit.
That sounds amazing.
Someone said, I'm a realist. So he said, are you a realist or a racist? I was like, what?
Who's that?
I don't even remember. He was awful. He's like the worst host I've ever seen.
Is he famous?
I think so.
How's the host not meant to get involved?
I know.
That sounds brilliant. Though.
It was the worst.
Calling everyone a racist.
I can imagine it was a shambles.
Even the structure of the show was a shambles. Everyone was talking above each other. Awful.
I can imagine if you've got Louisa Zisman and Katie Hopkins in the same room.
They had Muslim extremists come on. Religion isn't even a factor in it, in my opinion.
What was the debate about?
About immigrants.
Oh, okay.
And whether they should be here or not, and whether we should have more coming in.
Just take the most divisive topic you can. Basically, Katie Hopkins and some extremist Muslims to talk about.
And it was the worst thing I've ever watched, and I watched Waterloo Road.
You love Waterloo Road. So you can't say it's bad.
It's on tomorrow, I think.
Well, was Louisa Zisman and the Katie Hopkins lady on the same team?
They're kind of battling a bit. And
I reckon Katie Hopkins will win that.
Katie Hopkins has okay points sometimes. Then she ruins by just being an idiot.
Even on, you know, her controversial things on This Morning.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes she'll make a point, it'll be like, okay, but then, like I said, she'll just wipe
one,
out
one comment.
Some ridiculous
she,
thing.
But she's got a good little character going on, hasn't she? She's the biggest bad guy in the country.
I saw a picture of her with her kids. Oh, really? Someone commented, oh, it was dark. I don't know how much to say. That wasn't that bad.
They didn't look happy.
Have you seen what I'm talking about?
No. Yeah. They look really, really
I've seen
miserable.
Happier children on a...
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh really? I get
it. We'll do it off. I probably shouldn't say it's not even that bad, but
I don't know about her. She's got herself a good little character going on, hasn't she? She's making some money for it. It's a fair play. It's kind of genius in a way.
Out of being despised.
Evil genius.
An evil genius. Applaud. I'd applaud. She should be a wrestler.
Not morally.
She should be a wrestler. She should actually. She'd work so well. Or a manager.
Yeah, she can do the promos.
Imagine she was a manager, yeah.
Monologues.
So yeah.
Wrestling.
Sorry, monologues. I'll stop the wrestling. Yeah,
no, that's fine.
Monologues are promos. So yeah.
You're not wrestling anymore, really, are you?
Nah, I'm gonna. I thought better concentrate on the thing I've paid $10,000 for. And,
that's fair
do
enough.
Do uni.
Yeah. How's the dissertation going, chaps?
Terrible.
Not bad actually. Yeah, I've started it.
Yours is fine. And you said this last week. You got loads of words. So I was like, what? Sean?
I have done nothing.
I'm gonna do mine the week before and commit to that idea.
That's a lot of words.
That is bad.
That's a committing idea. To the idea.
That's a really
that's
bad
a really
idea.
Yeah.
But a week before is 7 days. It's 10,000 words. 1,000 words a day is flat fine.
Yeah, 1,500
words
a day.
1,500 on like the odd day or whatever. Yeah, like
you're just going to be locked up.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
But 1,000 words isn't a lot, is it?
You don't drink coffee either, do you?
I'll get some Red Bulls in. I like Red Bull.
But no, I plan on doing it. Like this week, I need to sort out the YouTube channel. We also need to write a presentation, don't we?
Yeah,
no,
I talked to Fiona about that. We probably shouldn't be talking about this on air.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We'll talk about it later.
No one else is interested.
No one cares.
We've got a magazine to put out.
Yeah.
A week on Monday.
If we were to like try and sell the magazine, who's in it this time?
We've got You Meet at Six on the cover.
Ooh, big name.
Interviews with Skindred, Band of Skulls.
Mo.
Neck Deep. Blood Red Shoes. My Boy Itch. Who else?
What's your reviews? Have you saw
1975. Oh, reviews? Right. Nina Nesbitt album, which in my opinion... Have you listened to it yet?
No.
In my opinion, the best album of the year so far.
Okay.
You've got to listen to it. It's a good album.
Is she the best singer-songwriter in the country?
Possibly.
Oh, what?
There's a song on there. I kid you not, there's a song on there called Selfies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Trendy.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah. She's brilliant. Her, we've got a live review. I've got to do this live review of Itch. Frank Turner. I better do that. We've got Stripes.
You shouldn't write that.
Less Than Jake. I didn't want to write it.
Has none of the other writers seen Frank Turner recently?
Katie did.
Well, can't she?
Because you doing it for someone else. You could just take her with you.
Because you'll just be like, he's brilliant.
Can we?
He's genius. Yeah.
I don't think we can.
No, I don't think we can.
We'll ask her. But we've got pictures for it, but they're not pictures from the Portsmouth show.
Don't give the game away.
I kind of got the pictures from the Manchester show, but he wears the same stuff, so...
Could we just take that review out?
No, we've got a great picture for it.
Was he good?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's why you should write the review, because he'll be like, he's so great.
No, I'm going to put context in it. I'm going to put a lot of context.
Are you going to critique him at all?
Yeah, any doubt.
I'm going to critique the context of it. And say how it's like, it kind of worked.
What did?
They play in this huge arena, this huge venue.
So he did nothing wrong, not one little thing.
No. If it was the O2 I was reviewing, I'd probably say
so. Was it a 10 out of 10?
Yeah. Definitely.
Was how many...
He played Love Our Song.
How many 10 out of 10 gigs has Frank Turner played?
15.
Is that all the times you've seen him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great music journalism.
How can you like an artist that much?
I just do.
I can't think of anyone.
If you could see Black Flag 15 times, you wouldn't say no.
What, with... if it was the 80s.
I think I've seen him like 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, he's amazing. Just... Why not?
Leo said earlier, he's not even bad. I don't actually hate him. Yeah, just fun winding you up.
It's just taking me... I hate you all.
But he's also not as good as you think he is.
He is.
Well,
he definitely isn't.
He relates to me, all right? He relates to me.
Oh, see.
I've been there. I can feel what he feels.
Trees.
Trees.
And politics.
Rivers.
Mates.
Tattoos.
Mates.
Mates.
Tattoos.
I haven't told you about my new tattoo I'm going to get.
No.
I'm going to get my postcode on my foot. Just there. It's going to have NR28.
Why?
Because it just looks jokes. I want a really stupid tattoo.
Okay. Should we play some?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the new Nesbitt song. Is that worth playing?
Yeah.
That's not off the new album, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's a cover, but it's on the new album.
All right. Screw it. Let's have it right now.
Yeah.
Because you think she's possibly the best singer-songwriter in the country, right?
Potential. That's potential.
That is a big song.
Oh, that's a good
song. What a song.
Yeah, I like that. I'd like to see him again.
I wouldn't see him. I tried to see him again, but it sold out.
Yeah, Royal Blood, yeah.
Where did it set out?
Cellar.
It's quite a big venue as well. It's like 600.
Do you remember when we saw him? Just for a bit of hipster cred. Yeah.
That was my shout out.
Drummer broke his finger.
About 10 people there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now look at them.
It's pretty cool.
Not even headlining, were they?
Could you tell they were going on to big things?
Yeah.
That's what Louis said.
Yeah.
Because his mate's in a
band. They gave me the little
Zico
tip.
Chain.
They gave me a tip off.
Zico Chain.
My boys. They support Iron Maiden.
We were going to discuss... Because it was big news this week.
Yeah.
Ellen Page.
Ellen Page, one of my favourite actresses. Yeah, I love Juno. She came out, didn't she?
Yeah, there was a big... I haven't actually watched the speech. Where was the speech?
I'm not sure where it was. The speech is really good,
though. It was for some human rights organisation.
Yeah, I think it was lesbian, gay, bisexual.
And which did she get really emotional and passionate and stuff?
Yeah. It's a good speech, actually.
It's a very good speech. And
I like that she did it there to draw attention to that particular charity. I think it's quite brave. Yeah, in front of that many people.
And she explained how she felt it was really weird that she was giving the speech.
Yeah,
and she pointed out how like the movie industry was kind of been what's held her back from coming out, and the standards and the expectations there is, and the horrible standards and expectations that there is in the movie industry, which has held her back from coming out. I thought that was quite an interesting point.
Well done to her.
I think like the only thing I was going to say is it's quite similar to Morgan Freeman at some point has said the best way to deal with racism is if everyone just stops talking about it.
Yeah.
And it's when like someone like her, or when a footballer or someone in the public, or it was a female footballer literally last week came out as gay, and there's news stories everywhere, and it's a really, really massive deal, and it's a bit like, isn't that in itself a little bit homophobic? Everyone cares
I guess, but anything
but
that famous people do
is news.
It's news. Yeah.
It was like if everything was truly like equal and equality was like absolutely as it should be, then it wouldn't be.
I don't
be
think it's the fact of the matter is it's not.
It hasn't been that big news, really.
Mm.
It hasn't been plastered
news.
Over.
Big
like,
news this week.
Hasn't been plastered everywhere. It's not on
She's
front
a
page
great
newspapers.
Actress.
I think Simon Cowell having a baby is kind of over.
Did that happen this week?
Like, yeah, it happened every day.
For a man having a baby, that's big news.
Yeah, no, that was good.
Thank you.
Here till
What's
Wednesday.
The baby called?
It's a really old man's. Eric. It's called Eric.
Ooh.
Eric Cow.
Who calls a baby Eric?
Someone Cow.
That's one of the names, isn't it, that you always think. I can't imagine that old lady as a baby called Doris. Or
He's named after his dad.
Eric.
Baby Eric.
Who's his wife?
I don't know. Because I remember he left someone because someone wanted a kid with him. And he didn't want kids. Now he's got a kid.
Little does that baby know He's very rich.
Yeah. I'd swap my life to be that kid right now. I'd go through the whole life, whole life cycle again.
You'd have
if
to
I could
deal with Simon Cowell your whole life.
Man. Yeah, I'd be happy with that.
But so much money.
I'd swap my life for his right now.
Imagine how much money that man has. Oh my god, I've never even thought of that.
Billions. I would love to be. I would. If Simon Cowell's like, do you want an internship with me? I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, yeah. I don't think anyone would say no.
Some punks in this room are.
No, I don't.
No, I definitely. I'd sell out in an instant.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you? I would.
I've got holes in my shoes. I need money. someone please give me a job.
Please give us jobs. Please.
Yeah, please.
I applied for a television job today.
I got an email from Domino's saying, like, recommend a friend scheme. I could earn, like, £200 if I get someone to work for Domino's.
Oh, cool.
Any of you guys want a job at Domino's?
No.
How much does it pay?
No, it's very bad. Give
me. Yeah, all right.
ask me again in May when I'm stressing out about getting a job.
Oh, okay.
Yeah?
Yeah,
same. You have a car. You can be a delivery driver. Yeah. They earn much better money than the
in-store. Yeah,
I can walk.
In May.
Maybe.
Give me on-foot pizza delivery.
Give me till May and I'm on it.
Well, it's probably too late by then.
You don't know.
Well, what TV job did you say?
Applied for an internship with Fremantle Media. I do like The Apprentice and stuff.
Oh, right.
That's quite good.
And, and it's like, they was like, you don't even have to have any experience, I just want creative people. So I'll give it a go. And one of the questions was like, pitch to us a television programme format in less than 500 words. And I came up with a wrestling program.
Yeah, of course.
my big fan.
It wasn't like a highbrow thing, was it?
No, it'd be really lowbrow.
Oh, was it for lowbrow?
Like,
things?
Very exploitive, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Has there ever been a show
that you should go for? Lowbrow and exploitive.
Like, I related it to like my big fat gypsy wedding and stuff because the rest of the day, and I related it to some research I've done on shows because there isn't enough money in British wrestling to have a high budget.
Has there ever been a show like The X Factor but wrestling?
They did celebrity wrestling once, but bombed.
But I mean, like, finding the next big
wrestler.
Terrible.
Yeah, they did. There was one on Challenge TV recently. It did very well.
Oh, did it?
My friend was on it.
Yeah. Oh, that did do well, didn't it?
It did very well. So that's why I thought it's quite popular right now, and also. My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding esque programs, Storage Hunters esque programs, doing very well. I need to fly on the wall about wrestling. Follow different characters. There's so many different characters and all backstage politics. See, I applied for that, but I don't think they're going to get back to me.
Well, good luck, sir. You have to try these things.
You have to try. Job a day. Keep stocked away.
Really needs to be applying for things.
Yep, job a day.
Yeah, I don't even know what.
It takes 2 hours to apply for a job, though.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's the problem. It takes so long. And for a lazy student like me.
It's really a good idea to, like, just because they're all going to ask, like, you know, what your interests and hobbies or sell yourself to us or whatever. So it's a good idea to just write that and save it.
Yeah, that's what I do, But we're writers, so we're quite good at it, I think. We've got a better chance than most other people.
We should be. But, Shuffle, Bombay Bicycle Club.
Let's do it.
This is a pretty song. But I bet no one here likes Bombay Bicycle
Club. Nah, not really, but...
Okay. And then Korn, because did you tell me to?
I asked for Korn.
Which one?
It's Evolution. I like
haven't
Evolution.
Haven't heard it?
It's from the Untitled album, second one.
Let's find out. All right. Yeah, no, that sounded absolutely rubbish.
Yeah, I did not like that.
I liked it.
Bad decision. How was everyone's Valentine's Day? Lol.
did nothing.
What did I do? I had work, which was really, really, really busy because all the couples were being like, let's have pizza together.
I ordered a pizza to the wrong address.
Brilliant.
So I hope that when I got it back to my address, it took an hour and 45
minutes. Did you order a pizza because it was like, oh, it's Valentine's Day and I'm alone, I'm going to eat lots?
A little bit. I think that's what everyone was.
Anecdote.
But also couples were like, should we just have a night in and get a Domino's?
Yeah, no, that's why it was sort of blooming busy. It wasn't even that bad, actually.
I did have a Valentine's Day offer, but I just stayed at home.
Well,
so I was meant to go to a gig as well, and I didn't.
What gig?
Imperial Leisure at Bournemouth Anvil. After two nights of Frank Turner, my legs were just...
I was going to speak to you about it, but then I thought...
I was just
really enjoying doing nothing.
Yeah. But, I had a little Valentine's Day offer, but I didn't take up on it.
Why not?
I couldn't be bothered.
Well, that's not a good reason.
Well, that's what happened.
I nearly went out, and then it's just like, no. I haven't been out in literally months.
I went to UNIT on the closing night. It was just packed.
That probably would have been fun because everyone has had a good night at UNIT at some point.
Definitely. It was fun, better, wasn't it, Sean?
It was really fun,
Yeah, we just sang and drank.
It hasn't been good for ages, but that's probably the best night I've ever had.
I'm really regretting not going, but I was so ill.
I imagine I'll be probably open again in like 2 weeks.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I think what happened was it became like really unfashionable to be a hipster.
Yeah.
For a while it was like, oh, that's cool, like he's a bit different. But then
it's not really a hipster place though.
But now it's like offensive to be called a hipster.
Yeah. It's not really a hipster.
It was always offensive to be called a hipster.
Yeah, I don't know.
What
Urban Outfitters
to you,
made man? A career out of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Mr. Urban Outfitter. That's the owner's name.
I thought you just called Sean.
No, yeah, I realised that. I've literally
never been in an Urban Outfitter.
I had to clarify. It's the owner's name, Mr. Urban Outfitter.
Well then. Yeah. Is it actually? It can't be.
Yeah, definitely.
You're lying.
How do you think they got the name?
Because it's about being urban.
It used to be called Urban Outfitters and Son, and I think Son like went off on other ventures.
What does he do now?
I don't know. He's a plumber.
Plumber?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have made that career move if I was him.
Wow, it's desperate this week, isn't it? Talking about what just happened? We're talking about Mr. Urban and Outfitter's son.
He's now a plumber. He's got a wife and kids.
Well, that's all right then.
And one's called Daisy.
Yeah, I suppose if you can make Daisy. A living.
Yeah, that's the wife. Kids called Platypus.
Isn't your sister called Daisy?
What?
He said Platypus.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where did that come from?
They're a strange family. They own Urban Outfitters, for God's sake.
Have you heard about your car yet?
No.
Why don't you just go home and go to bed?
I'm gonna. I've got a burger and a beer.
Did you have a really late night or something?
No. I watched Family Guy. That was it.
I'm bored of watching Family Guy.
I don't know. It's just throwaway TV, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit. It's getting like that. So this is Your Demise, who Leo's wanted to hear all show.
Just really angry hardcore band from back where I'm back from my hometown.
Isn't everywhere from your hometown?
Yeah, Your Demise are one of
them. I hate your hometown.
What's their message?
Anger. It's really angry, Alex. You're going to hate it.
This is the sound of anger. You must be really angry inside all the time.
Really?
You like this music?
No.
Your Demise.
Just misunderstood. So, what's everyone doing tonight?
Work.
I have no idea.
Eat.
I haven't planned that.
I'm gonna watch. I'm gonna watch.
I've just got it written down.
He's on the TV guide.
I'm on TV guide. I'm gonna watch Sexting Teacher, a documentary telling the story of three teacher pupil relationships in the age of social media and smartphones.
The look on Ellis's face then just summed that up.
Channel 4.
Ridiculous.
It sounds alright.
No, it doesn't.
And I missed Uncle last night. I've got to catch up on Uncle. That's a really good sitcom. Good sitcom on BBC One.
Wait, let me look this up on YouTube.
What, Uncle?
Yeah.
It's brilliant. It's really funny.
Sean, tell me about the Benji album.
Oh. By Sunkill Moon.
Yeah, Sunkill Moon.
It's weird as hell, but really good.
It is brilliant.
It's a guy playing he'll play one guitar part for 10 minutes and kind of mumble really specific details over it. I'm making it sound bad, but that's it's just really interesting. I swear,
American.
It's just so weird.
It's one guy.
Yeah, he's like a hillbilly, I think.
His past two albums were pretty good, but he's always had this kind of style where he writes a song. And it ends up lasting 8 minutes.
Mm.
And he just plays one guitar part and sings. It's kind of it's narrative based, but it's real life stuff.
Usually about people dying on this.
Usually,
album.
Yeah. There's no poetry in it whatsoever.
He just says the thing.
He says the thing, and he says the time and the date and the place of where the thing happened. And then,
and goes into a lot of detail.
I might give it a go.
It's worth a go.
Is the artist called Benji or Sunkill Moon?
The artist is called Sunkill Moon.
Who's Benji?
The name of the album.
That's weird.
The first track is called.
How does the name Benji relate to the album?
Well, there's a track called Benji about a guy called Benji.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I get it.
That'll do it. Yeah.
The first track he talks about Carissa, who was his second cousin, who died.
No, hardly knew her.
Oh, he hardly knew her, but it was his second cousin who died when she took out her trash and an aerosol can blew up in the trash. And then in the third song, he starts talking about his uncle. Yeah, and and he's talking about how his uncle was a truck driver, and then he says his uncle died when he took an aerosol can and it blew up in the trash.
He's making it up.
It's really weird.
He's making it up.
I think it's real.
He's making it up.
They both died.
Because
it's meant to confuse you, and it's kind of meant to contradict.
And he says, "What are the odds?" It's really weird.
He sounds dark. I like it.
Yeah, it's very dark.
What's the 10-minute song about? It's just traumatic things that happened to him in childhood.
Is there any trumpets in it?
There is actually.
Oh, yeah. I'll listen to that song.
The 10-minute song is "The Song Remains the Same."
Yeah,
it's about watching Led Zeppelin and then being a melancholy kid for the whole of your life.
Great.
Wow.
Yeah. Ellis, did you ask Mo about why she uses brass in her songs?
I didn't ask why she uses brass. I asked in terms of the live set, whether it's live brass or like sampled.
What'd she say?
She said they sometimes have a brass setup, and sampled, most of the time it's sampled.
Sorry, I completely changed the context of that.
We should probably wrap it up anyway.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Let's go get a burger and a beer, lads.
Yeah.
Everyone who's listening is welcome to come. Yes, you.
So that's Andy.
It's Andy.
If he's bare with
anyone
us.
Anyone wants to have a burger and beer with us, you're more than welcome.
Aiden's probably listening as well.
And we're going to leave you guys, all you millions, with the Wombats. Oh, that's a rubbish one.
I love the Wombats.
Oh, can we? No.
I'd rather.
Oh, come off it.
Libertines, anyone? No.
Which Libertines?
Yeah, Can't Stand Me Now. Good song.
Yeah, exactly, Louis.
Shut up. Bye.
Bye.